Gardaí say that more than 7,500 charges were filed in 2020 against alleged perpetrators in domestic abuse cases, an increase of 24% on the previous year. The figures are contained in the Garda annual report, which has been published. The report also shows that approximately 43,500 calls were received by Gardaí to respond to domestic abuse incidents in 2020. That's an increase of 17% compared to 2019. Let's talk to Sarah Benson, who is CEO of Women's Aid. Very good afternoon to you, Sarah Benson. I imagine, given the figures that you yourselves reported during the period of the last year and a half or so to your helpline, the calls there, that given that these figures don't come as a particular surprise.
No, indeed, they don't. As you say, our own national 24-hour helpline responded 43% more calls during the kind of restriction period of COVID-19 compared to the year before. So there, it's not a surprise. I think what's notable is that during this period also, the Gardaí did very publicly make domestic violence and abuse, combating it and preventing and responding to it a policing priority. They also initiated the first very proactive operation, which was Operation Fleishev, which in addition to those 43,500 calls received, they proactively made in excess of 20,000 contacts with known households where there was domestic violence or suspected domestic violence. So I would not necessarily say that COVID-19 increased domestic violence, but what it did was there was a greater focus on it, and we know we only see the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. I'd say the Gardaí likely also, but it's good to see these proactive measures being done, because it can be a terribly isolating, lonely and dangerous experience to be subjected to domestic violence.
What have you seen in the period since restrictions have begun to be eased?
Well, we aren't really seeing any drop-off in terms of the demand for our services. If anything, our face-to-face services are seeing increased demand. And as I say, we operate the National Free Phone Helpline, but that also acts as a referral point to the other domestic violence services around the country, including the refuges. And we know that all of our services are under acute, sustained demand. And that's for a number of reasons. One, we probably don't have enough services and enough resources. One in four women in this country will be subjected to domestic violence. We also would refer the smaller number of men. We would work with other colleagues who support them. But there's been a lot more awareness raising. The conversation has increased, at a community level, which is all welcome. But that then, of course, leads to increased uptake. And at the same time, we also have had the courts very much constrained for the entire period of the COVID-19 restrictions. And so you actually have a huge backlog of many, many different kinds of proceedings in family law, which when there's domestic violence, there can be many, including additional issues around custody and access and maintenance and other issues like separation. So there's a huge need for those responses. And the Gardaí at the front line are an incredibly important response for those who are actually in harm's way and in danger.
Just a final question. We saw the recent introduction of new legislation, another tool, if you like, a weapon in the Gardaí's armoury in confronting domestic abuse, the coercive control legislation. Have you begun to see the effects of that coming through?
Yeah, the coercive control legislation, I suppose coercive control is really the kind of the fundamentals of an abusive relationship, a pattern of abusive behaviour, which has the impact of causing distress and isolation, power and control over another person. So it's a very valuable legal tool because it doesn't have to include physical violence, although it can sometimes. And it is that manipulation that, holds people in dangerous abusive relationships. We have seen cases coming through. They've been slow, but they are starting now to build up case law. What we do need, though, is still greater awareness of the fact that domestic violence does not have to include physical violence. And indeed, it is that psychological, emotional abuse, which women will tell us again and again, actually has the greatest and most long-standing traumatic impact. So it is new, but it's welcome to see cases coming through.
Very good. Sarah Benson, CEO of Women's Aid, thank you for that.